Welcome to Remember When We, tales of difficulty, hope, joy, and a lifelong friendship. Each episode, we'll be making our way through the ever-increasing list of things that just aren't talked about enough. We'll share our own experiences, how our relationship impacted them, and vice versa. Think of it as an invitation to listen in on someone else's phone call, which is exactly what it is.
Have you ever drunk milk by accident? Not milk by accident.
That's a weird thing. What a strange question.
Have you ever accidentally drunk milk that's off?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think I have. I'm quite paranoid about that. It makes me feel quite unwell to think about that. Have you ever opened a yogurt and had mould on the top with a root that goes down to the bottom?
Oh, what?
What?
No.
Yeah, no, me neither.
No. That's horrible. How old was it?
Yes, it was horrible. This, no, this was, I mean, this was a long time ago. I think this was when I was a kid. Like, not like a kid. I think this was, like, either teenage or uni years.
So not a kid at all, then?
Wow. But, yeah, it was, like, there's a bit of mould on top, and it actually went all the way down. It was like it had a root.
Hang on. How do you know it went all the way down?
Oh, because I checked.
Why?
I don't know.
Why wasn't the mould on top enough for you to just go, oh.
I don't think you've ever shared that story before.
I mean, it's not much of a story, really.
No, you kind of gave the whole plot away in the teaser.
Well, that's all there was to it, really.
Okay, well, today, well, we don't know what we're talking about yet today, but I have a binny wheel thing.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I'm going to spin it and find out what we're talking about.
I'm imagining you with one of these really big ones that you've just, like, got in there. Just gonna...
Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Okay, spinning.
Click.
Okay, we've got our topic for today. Buckle up, because it's body image.
Oh.
Oh.
Where are you guys right now in terms of your relationship with your body and how it looks?
For me, at present, I would say it depends on the day. There are days that there are days that I don't think about it and don't give a monkeys. There are days when it is all I can think about, and I just
Oh,
it's just hard, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's hard because
it's
like
hard.
I don't know about you two, but I've certainly been on a journey in terms of body image over the last 40 years. So sometimes it's like a really empowering thing to talk about. And other times it's just like, I'm actually sick of putting energy into how I feel about my body.
Yeah. I mean, it probably doesn't help that my children like to drum my bum and call me Big Bum, which actually has always been a nickname for me. Historically, I've always had a big bum.
You haven't always had a big bum. It kind of exploded out of nowhere at 14.
When I was younger, like for me, like growing up, my whole body image, I was very, very paranoid about being too small and too skinny, because that's what I was told by a lot of people. And I was sort of like ridiculed for it. And I was, this always sticks in my mind. I can't remember where we were or... but someone said to me, oh, just eat a sandwich.
Oh.
Complete stranger, someone I didn't know.
So rude.
It's just so rude. And I don't think that would happen now. I think people are a lot more, I don't know, educated, sensitive, I don't know. But it's almost like back then it was okay to pass comment on someone who was too small because they can't be offended by that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's some sort of backhanded compliment, but it really wasn't intended as such.
It's also like maybe there's the assumption that know, you're skinny because you're choosing to be skinny and you're making yourself that way.
Absolutely.
And
I'm making myself skinny. Yeah,
I'm like, gonna say that to you, like, you don't need to just eat something.
Just eat something. Just eat a sandwich, eat a burger, just, you know, it's okay. Just
like,
eat
like it's anyone else's business. Well, I am what you eat.
I've always eaten. I've always loved my food. And back then I just didn't put on weight, and that was my body then. Having children really changed sort of my body shape, obviously, as you know, it happens to everyone. And it's you know, I'm not just talking about weight gain, it's just it actually changes your shape, doesn't it? Your
really frame does.
And your structure changes, you know, like your hips widen, and it's not just, you know, so many things. And
my body shape has changed, and that is the hardest thing that I still find it hard to process, getting older and having kids, is not how much bigger I am, because I've been plus size my whole life, other than a few chapters in my life where I wasn't, but those chapters only came after being brainwashed by really toxic diet culture, right? So take those out of the equation. I've always been plus size, and I always had a flattish tummy and a very defined waist. Now I can't, like, I have a tummy. I'd never had a tummy. You know, I could be a completely clothes size difference. I'd have to buy bigger to get over my thighs, but they'd be big on my waist. But now sometimes I have the opposite problem, and that is just so foreign to me. And that is something I've seriously considered, like, having surgery to correct. Not because I think it's good or bad, but it's just, I don't like it. I will say that. I don't like that part of my body. I'm very proud of it, what it achieved. And the reason that it's there is because I grew the children.
I remember when I was when you were getting married, Em, bridesmaids dresses, wasn't it? I found that really hard, because I just didn't. I think I said to you, you know, I look in the mirror and I don't. And it's not that I don't like my body; I just don't recognize it anymore. I don't recognize it. It doesn't look familiar to me. And that was always quite a hard thing to get my head around. And I think sometimes when you talk about that, people sort of go, well, but you're having a baby, and you know, and it's wonderful. And yes, of course it is. And
well, both things can be true.
Yeah.
I think you and I growing up were at completely opposite ends of the spectrum, in terms of, I was so consumed in like how I felt about my body and being a bigger girl. It never occurred to me that people who were your size and shape and frame would have body image, quote unquote, issues. Because it's, you're right, because it was like, well, if you're skinny, what have you got to worry about? I think that's kind of how I was like indoctrinated to think. And I still, like, I got body shamed at the pool last week.
By who?
What? By a 6-year-old boy. He looked at me and he went, "You're showing."
Whoa.
Okay, so backtrack. I had a one-piece swimsuit on, but it has like a cutout across the middle. And he pointed, gestured to some part of my body, went, you're showing, it's weird. And I just went, okay. What I should have said was, we shouldn't be talking about people's bodies. And what makes me really angry is that if it was a little girl, I would have handled it differently, because I would have felt differently. Like, I wouldn't have felt intimidated and exposed. He's a 6-year-old boy, and I still felt like that. I felt like shit. And it wasn't like, I didn't really care that he or anybody was thinking or looking at me in a negative way. It was just the mere fact that somebody is looking and thinking about your body at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just, you're going about your own business, doing your own thing, and then all of a sudden someone's commenting on what your body looks like. When you're in a swimsuit, like in one, like your most vulnerable, you know, sort of outfit you can wear.
It's just never okay to comment on anyone else's body, is it? It's just not.
No.
No, it's not.
Because it's like, even, it's like when you're pregnant, like everyone feels like they can comment on you. And I remember someone saying to me like, oh, cool, you know, you look ready to drop, you know. And it's like, oh, actually, only 7 months. So it's just like, people think that's okay, and it's just not okay, is it?
It's people just think it's fair game. I had it when I was pregnant with Janie. I was 5 months pregnant, and I was in a hotel, and the bar She said, oh, how far along are you? Oh, yeah, 5 months. So still quite, you know, still four to go. And she went, wow, I dread to think what you'll look like at eight.
I dread to think.
You got to get a life, woman, if it's going to keep you up at night. I think
it's a generation thing, absolutely.
And like we have to, I grew up listening to mum and her friends constantly just hate on themselves and like, you know, criticize their bodies, and like it was like this language of points and sins and red days and green days and Weight Watchers and Slimming World and Slim Fast and slimming pills and slimming patches, and everything was just, we've got to be small, we've got to be small, we've got to be small. And then at the same time, I was a child with a big appetite. Nothing's changed. Big appetite, sweet tooth, greedy bitch. But so I was like rewarded with food, like, right, well, you can have that on Saturday if you do this. Or so it's like very mixed messages, because on the one hand, I'm hearing how food is just, oh, wouldn't our life be so much easier if we didn't have to eat, kind of an attitude. But hey, here's a reward of food that you like. Which is it?
Mm.
Very mixed messages. And I don't blame my mum for that. She's just a product of her generation.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's taken a long time for me to break the cycle. I'm still working on it, really. And I think then this is definitely since having the kids. I'm probably the most at peace and accepting and kind to my body since I had the girls, because I respect her a lot more now because of what she's done, and the love that my children feel for me has nothing, less than nothing, to do with how I look and how much space I take up. And I look back and think, if I could add up all of the hours I spent thinking about my weight and my body shape and counting calories and counting points and just the years that it would add up to in terms of time I've lost, it makes me angry, because it's a waste. And I started to come to this realization when I turned 30. Like, hang on, I've got these amazing friends, I've got this wonderful boyfriend at the time, now my husband, I was in a job that I loved, I had this, my life was wonderful, and I'd done it all and achieved it all by just being me, and none of it would have been any different if I looked any different. And I realized that about 10 years ago, and then having the kids 5-6 years later, that really compounded that. But the most frustrating thing is actually the people that love me and the people that I love have always felt that way about me. Like, you guys wouldn't have loved me any more or less if I was a size 0 or a size 30, right?
Yeah.
And it's never been any different. And I think, well, why didn't I pay attention to that rather than the people in the world, bits of the world that I don't know and I'm never going to know and I don't need to know? Like, you think that I just felt like if I got to a certain weight or a certain size, suddenly it would, this whole new part of life would unlock. And it's really sad that I felt that way for so long. But I also I have to forgive myself for that, because
you can't go back.
That's what the world we were growing up in.
You can't, exactly. And that's what was kind of all around us, sort of in the sort of 90s and early noughties. It was all about
every magazine page, everything.
And, it was like super skinny.
Yeah, heroin chic.
I always felt like I wasn't skinny enough, and I always knew that my body wasn't like a skinny body. And I used to worry about it when I was younger, probably like teens and 20s. I remember just being aware that, well, I'm not the skinniest. I could probably be a bit skinnier. I must admit, for me, it's like I've just switched it off. And I don't know how that got switched off. Somewhere along the way, I just stopped caring about it. But then I guess like my body doesn't really change very much. And it didn't really change very much when I was pregnant. In fact, I got a bit skinnier and I lost a bit of weight. And then after having both my babies, I breastfed a lot and burned heaps of calories and lost more weight and got kind of to my skinniest.
And now I'm not feeding so much. I guess I've got a little bit bigger again. But I've kind of just sort of settled in a place where my body just kind of staying the same now. And I don't really think about it. But then I guess that's a position of privilege to not think about it. Like, it doesn't take up space in my head.
Yeah, no, it sounds nice.
Yeah.
I wish I, yeah.
I think you, also what you said about, like, references and stuff in the 90s, I remember desperately clinging to any vague reference to the fact that somebody might be overweight. So I remember watching, do you remember Sweet Valley High?
Yeah, yeah. Watched it every day.
Yeah, of course you did. There was a scene where Jessica, who was the cool twin, and her friend Lila, they were like frenemies, and there was an episode, it was about a dance competition or something, and Lila comes up to Jessica and goes, oh, you won't believe this. And Jessica goes, what, outgrow another leotard? And it was obviously a bitchy comment, and it was written into the script to be a joke at Lila's expense. But I remember clinging to it and going, oh, this is good. This means that maybe Lila's weight fluctuates. Maybe Lila's outgrows clothes sometimes. Like, seeing it as a good thing that joke had been written in, because I was vaguely seeing someone that might maybe be feeling the same way I was. Would it be, sometimes I think it would be easier now to be a teenager, like a plus size teenager, because there are so many more voices now, whether it's about body image or colour, race, there's a counter voice.
There's a bigger range of role models now than there was back then, you know, just sort of being one body type. Like now
that's true.
It's not like that anymore, is it?
And you can surround yourself with online with like people who
you can pick and choose much easier now what you consume.
The algorithm by following people who like a positive voice for you.
But the flip side to it is that everybody's voice is louder now,
right?
You know, so the people that hate things hate them more and hate them louder, but then the people that defend them also defend them more. So it's just, you have to find a way to tune it out, like you said, but it's a lot easier said than done.
I'm really interested to know, like, because we've spoken about sort of weight and body size and shape, but what are your feelings about like the aging body as well, and like sort of the changes that you've noticed?
I thought you were going to say, what do you weigh? I'm really curious to know, how much do you weigh? We've got a bet on it.
But no, like the
aging body. Oh.
Yeah. Sort of changes not being as pert and firm, and
I never feel like I have ever been that firm.
No, me neither.
So I guess I'm even less firm than I ever was. And that's pregnancy. Also pregnancy makes my belly a bit more wobbly. One thing I must say about it's probably not even body image, but like one thing that's changed is just feeling like I don't really own my body anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Because I still breastfeed.
Yeah.
I just got used to the fact that my body is servicing somebody else for a while, you know. So I sort of detach a bit from that, and just, it's like my perception of my body is, well, it's not even a thing. it's just my body. It's what I live in.
So where would you say you are on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being feeling your most fabulous, I don't know, if back from your 20s or something, there's a specific dress that you would put on and you just would make you feel instant rock star, and 1 being just that blob of a woman that's like postpartum and covered in her own milk? On average, where do you feel like you are in terms of how you feel about yourself physically?
I mean, I have to say, I can't really compare back to my 20s because I'm so much more confident in myself and my body and everything than I was back then. Awesome. So actually that's not my 10, if you see what I mean. That's not my looking, that's not my feeling my best. But I say, like, it is day to day. Like there are times when I, you know, I could definitely be like feel like a 9 or a 10. And there are days that I feel like a big blobby blob blob blob.
blah, 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 blah. I am striving for body normality and body acceptance rather than body positive. Yeah, because actually every day I'm not positive because I don't like everything I see in the mirror. But I can accept what it looks like without hating it too, you know? Like, it just is what it is. I hate that phrase, but it is. That's how I look now. Nothing on the inside has changed for the worse. And really, the biggest thing I've accepted is that my worth is not correlated at all to how much space I take up on a piece of furniture. If you, like, boil it down to the most basic level, that's all we're talking about here. And it has nothing, no bearing on my life and what I can do and what I deserve to have.
And like what you said earlier, would your life actually be any different if you'd been skinnier or been the size that you thought you wanted to be? Like, would you have achieved anything differently?
Would have put it down to, I would have thanked the weight. This weight loss has changed my life. Look how much happier I am. And actually, if you could run like a concurrent live stream of your parallel life, and you'd realize, wait, no, we still get to the same place. The weight isn't the sliding door.
Yeah. It's maybe how the weight makes you feel.
Yeah.
And if your mindset has changed and the weight doesn't make you feel that way anymore, then...
But if you're looking in the right places to feel that way, i.e. the people in your life, you'll get there anyway. So this is all very easy to say with, you know, I remember going to a slimming club with mum at maybe definitely 10 years old, I think, 8.
What, just keeping her company or...?
No, for me. She was a member and I'd go with her and they'd be like, oh, go on then. Yeah, she can get on. Mm-hmm. We actually started reading a kid's book last night. We went to the library yesterday. Oh my God, it was a bit of a disaster trip. I can remember 25 kids' books.
Oh my God.
Kids' books are heavy.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of the books is about a girl who overhears her mum saying, oh, look, my tummy's getting too big. That's not good. And she overhears her dad saying, oh, I'm a size large now. And she overhears her sister saying, like, no, I'm on a diet. I don't want any breakfast. I'm trying to get pretty. And then she hears someone at school get called fat, and she said, and what I love is that she doesn't say, oh, why are they calling her fat? What she says is, why are they saying fat like it's a bad thing? Why is fat? She doesn't say that girl's not fat. That's a thing. You're not fat. You're beautiful. Well, I never said I was ugly. They're not. But the way the kid said it was, why is it bad to be fat? So the way the writer had written it was like completely reclaiming the word, which I really loved.
Yeah, that's powerful.
Because the kid's just like, I don't understand why are you even mentioning that? And the way the parents explain it at the end is, some people, we have to be kind to everybody, but sometimes we're not very kind to ourselves. And when we're not kind to, when we hurt ourselves, we hurt the people that love us too. And that's what we did today. Like, oh, I could have done with this.
Oh, yes. God, there was nothing like that, was there?
No. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. What a great message to send kids.
Yeah. What about you, Gail?
It's really hard to say. Because like I said before, like I feel so removed from like, I don't know, like how my body looks. I don't know. I guess because I'm not that self-conscious about my body shape, maybe that's it. I actually don't care about it. I care about being healthy and I'd like to be a bit stronger.
Well, I think that's a great place to be.
What, not caring about your body shape?
Definitely. That's the ultimate goal, I think. Do you know what, Em? I can't answer the question because I don't give a shit. Fuck your 1-10 scale.
I don't give a shit about your questions.
I was trying to be polite, but I don't really give a shit. So
good. I mean, that's the lesson, isn't it? That actually confidence and pride, that stuff doesn't need to come from your body. Never did.
Yeah.
I am.
No, never did. Yeah.
My life is wonderful, and it would still be wonderful if I was skinny. It would still be wonderful if I was on a Channel 5 documentary being craned, lifted out of a house.
Would it be wonderful?
And brilliant.
You ruined that, Hen. That was all you.
Hello, welcome to Remember When We.
Why are you talking?
I was just going to ask, are you going to do the same thing again? So I know.
Hello, and you're. Oh, no. Hello, you're listening to Remember When We.
I didn't realize you were going to start again.
What is the matter with you?
What's the matter with you? This is like your fifth attempt.
Yeah, get it right, Emily.
Go on, do it now.